Zacharias Moussaoui has won a delay in his trial date. The trial for Moussaoui, who is the only person charged as a conspirator in the September 11th attacks, is now scheduled to begin on January 6th, giving the defense extra time to prepare. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
Even for the flushest of defense teams, defending Zacharias Moussaoui would be a daunting task. It is, after all, the largest terrorism case in history. But Moussaoui insists on defending himself. And faced with that mountain of paperwork, he asks the federal judge overseeing the trial, Leonie Brinkema, for more time. In a pleading called Brinkema Comedy Show Trial Delayed, he wrote, "How can I go to trial when I am completely sealed off from the outside world?" The defense attorneys appointed to give Moussaoui assistance also asked for a delay. As they put it, the government has so swamped Mr. Massawi's boat with discovery that he cannot bail it out by the day originally set, September 30th. Apparently, Judge Brinkema agreed. In an order today, she gave the defense an extra 3 months, the amount of time that the court-appointed lawyers had asked for. The public has a right to a speedy trial, she wrote, but the court's paramount concern is ensuring that the defendant receive a fair trial. The volume and complexity of the evidence, she said, required this delay. In a nod to how difficult it will be to find a satisfactory jury in Northern Virginia, where many people work in federal government or the Pentagon, the judge ordered that preliminary jury selection begin on November 18th. At that time, potential jurors will receive a questionnaire asking their attitudes about the case. The defense and prosecution can begin questioning those people in December before selecting them on January 6th. Frank Dunham, the federal public defender appointed to the case, says the extra time should be enough for him and his team. Still, it's a daunting task.
It's hundreds and hundreds of CD-ROMs, chock full of as many documents as you can get on a CD-ROM. It appears to be all of the paper collected in connection with the 9/11 investigation by every FBI field office that had anything to do with the investigation.
Dunham and his team have been cleared to see all the classified evidence, even though much has been blacked out and cross-referenced in the documentary equivalent of five-dimensional chess. Moussaoui, on the other hand, is not cleared to see the classified portions, so if he defends himself in court, as he insists he will, then he will be at more of a disadvantage. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.